We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and Jim Jeanette, president over at Manhattan Area Technical College, is our guest here today, talking about some different things. He's got some notes here that he shared with me that we come on here and talk about, and one of them is the Kansas Promise Scholarship. Tell me more about this.
Yeah, this is a little complex, but I'll try to keep it clear. The legislature created this in the last session, and it's targeting the Kansas community colleges, tech colleges, Washburn Tech, and a few of the private institutions that have appropriate programs. And it's really designed at workforce. I would encourage people to go to our website or the state region's website and put in Kansas Promise Scholarship and find the information, because it goes quite a ways. But here's what it does. It is restricted to a certain range of students, but it's last dollar in. If you apply for financial aid, it comes in and covers what other financial aid doesn't cover, so you don't have to take loans. That's what it's designed to do. However, it's also restricted to a few programs of study, like IT, nursing. You don't have to pay it back if you stay and live and work in the state for two consecutive years. So it's got some interesting conditions set to it, but I would encourage parents and students to look into it if they're thinking of going to any community or tech college in the state, and especially us, to see if it's something that might benefit you and get you started. It's a great idea. They kind of rushed implementation, so we're hoping to clean some things up with the legislature this next spring. But it is a heck of a tool out there to help people stay out of student loan debt.
And that's so important because, I think more and more people are starting to figure that out here.
Yeah.
The price of a four-year education is just astronomical anymore.
Yeah, and again, there's all sorts of studies. One came out just this week from Georgetown University, again reinforcing a certificate or associate degree can probably make you as much or more money depending on if you target the right ones. So be smart about it. But the key thing is get some post-secondary education. That's a key.
Targeting is a good point there, because you can have a degree, an associate's degree, if it's in just like basic human resources, that may get you something, but you want to make sure you got to.
But if you go into nursing, if you go into tech area, nursing, auto tech, welding, HVAC, construction trades, you're going to come out in good shape.
All right. Well, good to note that. You have some projected new programs of study here as well.
Right. I think over the next 2 years we're going to stand these up. Data analytics. Again, it cuts across almost any occupation, any business sector. We're working with Train, the HVAC company. They have a curriculum in place and some credentials. And again, we're looking at this statewide. I would call it math statistics on steroids. That's really what data analytics is, but it's very critical. At our Wamego Center, we're renovating now. We'll have a welding lab up with the help of Caterpillar by next late spring, early summer. And the back part of that building, we're going to put in training for people to be electricians, working with a company called Greenlee. And we'll have about 10 different credentials that students can earn on electrician training. And again, that's a big need in the area. After the first of the year, in the spring, we'll have courses in industrial engineering tech. We have a new lab on campus designed by a company called Festo. They're a global leader in control systems. And in this one lab, you learn about electricity, fluid power dynamics, hydraulics, pneumatics, control systems, robotics, and even production line stuff. It's quite the lab. And it leads to what's called Industry 4.0. So we're pushing more and more what we can do to help with advanced manufacturing in the region. And then back to Wamego, we're hoping within the next year to two to put in a diesel mechanics program over there. I don't have room here. This is one of those things with what we're doing in Wamego, what we're doing here, and what we're trying to do with 383 is, again, target what are regional, high-demand, high-wage jobs that have pretty good long life expectancy, and then how can we put in the facilities we need to do it. When we talk about facilities, we're talking about Butler buildings, because we're going to spill oil, spill paint, knock a hole around here and there, build walls. So it's not fancy space, it's functional space.
All right. And those are jobs. Boy, good jobs there.
Yeah, you can make good money very quick. In our part of the state, the labor data I have to look at, there's 5,000 annual job openings that are worth about $250 million in salaries that do not require a bachelor's degree. So we're really trying to focus on the high ones on that list.
We've seen so many places right now hiring, too. And I'm thinking a lot about these lower-end jobs like fast food, restaurants, and retail. If people are leaving those jobs, it sure would be nice if they could get some of these jobs. You know?
Right. And with the education, they can. What they want to watch for is, can they get some kind of industry credential with it? I think one of the big advantages with the tech colleges, almost every one of our programs, you not just get our college transcript, that's nice, you get industry credentials. So I've mentioned before, in auto tech, those students can have up to 8 different industry certifications. That's what matters to Briggs and Burnett and others in the area. They look at those credentials and they know, okay, you do know how to fix the transmission. You do know how to fix brakes. It's college transcript says you passed the class, but do you know how to do it? The credentials say you know how to do it.
Yeah, very important to have that. Lastly here, supporting MATC in regional workforce education and economic development.
Yeah, real quick. Sometimes you get nice surprises. And a local couple reached out to me. They want to stay anonymous, so I respect that. But they wanted to work with us. They're working on their estate planning. And a member of this family went through MATC, I'm not sure when, quite a while ago. But anyway, with their estate plans, they're leaving us a very nice scholarship fund. And it's just to help needy students. And it's 6 figures. And I wanted to share that, one, to thank them. And I've thanked them in person through the mail. But to let people know, we gladly take any support we can get. Again, we don't have taxing authority. I don't get property tax, sales tax money, anything out of Manhattan or Riley County. I get nothing. So anything like this really does help us help our students. Donations that help us with facilities, that's our big need right now so that we can do more. We also work great with the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, so if people feel that's a better place to go, they can do it for us through them. But the Community Foundation has been great to help us, not just here, but also in Wamego. And again, we appreciate all the help we do get from a lot of donors. We get a lot of stuff from employers with, like, steel from Caterpillar for welding, things like that. So big thank you to everybody.
I know that Wamego just had its match day. How well did you guys do out there?
We did good. We raised close to $7,000 plus the match. We also hosted business after hours that night. Had good turnout. A lot of people amazed at what we have over there with renovating the Blue Stem Electric site. And we're looking forward to continued growth there. And again, back on the Career Academy, our goal with that, right now we get about 400 students. We want to, working with the school, we want to try to double that. We want every high school senior who's capable, when they graduate, to have either completed at least one semester of Gen Ed and or a tech certificate or degree with a credential. That will help the workforce.
I might ask you real quick, if keep hearing a lot about bus driver shortages here at USD 383. Do you guys train for that?
We don't do that. I am in discussions with another college who has a CDL program to see if we can work out bringing that program in our region because we need it.
Mm-hmm.
The other problem is we just don't have enough people. We got to get some more people.
Yeah. Boy, that's a challenge for sure. All right. Well, a couple minutes here left. Anything else? You want to highlight?
Again, folks in the community, if you want to see our campus, we have changed a lot on campus here. If you want to see the Wamego facility, let us know. If you've got someone interested in attending class, I'd encourage you to get hold of our admissions folks, make an appointment. We've had a very busy time, but it's all good. We had our accreditation visit a few months ago. It came out fantastic. Again, big thanks to our faculty and staff for that. We're also looking for people to serve on our board of directors. We don't have an elected board. You can go to our website and do a little searching on the board and find the application there if you're interested. We've got room for one more from Riley County, and I need a couple folks from Pott County.
Okay, good to know. You guys do such good work over there at MATC, and we always appreciate getting the update here. I guess next time we'll have you in here will be December. We'll be looking forward to that.
In December, we'll talk about our fall commencement coming up, because it's always a party.
Yeah.
We have a good time at commencement. We walk out to a song from Queen, We Are the Champions.
So. I love that. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Jim, always good to talk to you. It's good to see you in person again, and we'll look forward to seeing you again here real soon.
Thank you.